So question is about happiest memory raising Megan.
And I mean, there was a lot there that a lot of time. So there's high school days, there's junior high days, there's, you know, grade school days, days of carving out that cow's eye, you know, in school. There was hockey, there was ice skating, there was dancing.
Those dresses are hanging downstairs. You need to decide what to do with them.
My figure skating costumes?
No, not the figure skating, just the dance.
Okay.
Decide to take them.
Okay.
Did you have taken her to the dance recitals? I remember a story where you were using a paper bag to, somebody had used the paper bag because someone was hyperventilating or going to faint or running out of oxygen. Do you remember that one? It was something to do with the performance of recital. And you also did the makeup, had the makeup kit with the recitals. Do you recall that?
But if it was a dance, then she would be wearing makeup, or otherwise she wouldn't.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking, well, then she was with Deanne's dance. When I proved I couldn't dance.
That was a good one. Tom did a dad's dance to Michael Jackson's Bad. It was made a very valiant effort.
You guys should dance for me.
That could be.
Without an audience, where you can just let loose.
You don't want to see that.
Yeah, I do. Right here in the living room, when you don't have anybody watching you.
Okay, well, I'll do it if you'll answer my question about what is
just joy.
Your happiest memory.
Yeah, just what was some joy?
What was some joy with Megan?
Growing up together. Mm-hmm. What are some funny things?
You and Molly and Megan in the snow, you know.
In the old house.
You remember when we went to Disneyland and Tom lost it with Megan because she wouldn't get on the
Space Mountain
and you had to wait for hours or something.
We waited in line and then Tom lost it. It was a Chevy Chase moment. We've come all this way and you're going to get on this ride and be half happy. do you recall that?
Is it too sensitive to talk about?
No. Was it a good time or was it just a big overwhelming pain to fly out the?
It was it was Florida. It was Disney World. It was the first Disney World trip. I feel like 86, maybe 87, something like that. It was early. So I'm noticing you've moved on to your nails, which tells me that you may be having some feels. Do you want to take a pause?
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, okay. I would love to hear any and all joy from my growing up, doesn't matter when or where, and if it's helpful, I can give you a prompt. And it's helpful when you tell me kind of if you're thinking or if you need help.
I remember Bobby climbing naked out the bedroom window because she got caught with David.
Okay. When you were growing up?
I'll always remember that.
Which house was that in?
That was the one on, it was a blue house, Rambler.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of the name of the street, but it was like a Rambler. Can you remember?
No. I don't recall that one.
She got caught.
What was going on? What was the story?
Well, they were having sex, obviously.
Bobby and David.
Yeah.
Bobby and David. And then they... all the sun's coming out.
But who caught him? I mean, what?
I think it was Daddy.
Claude walked in. Yeah. Well, that would make me go fast.
Yeah.
And then what happened is she...
I don't know what happened after that. She remembers it to this day.
Mm-hmm.
There's always a part in the conversation about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it sounds like that would be a memorable moment that everyone involved would remember. Yeah, those who were there would not forget.
Mm-hmm. What's something you're proud of after you moved to Minnesota? Since coming to Minnesota, you moved here in 1981. It's been a long time. What are you proud of?
Oh, my hiccups.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a baby back there.
Doesn't it? No. So you could say, I'm thinking, I need help with a suggestion, or I don't want to answer. Any of those are fine.
And the question was, what are you proud
of? Something that you're proud of.
Yeah.
Since coming to Minnesota. You've had a life. You've done many things.
You survived winter.
Yeah. I mean, that's enough.
Right there.
But what makes you proud? What says, I did that?
All these people dying before we do.
That makes you proud?
Not proud. Just
fortunate.
Scared.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk more about that?
Susan has too many husbands for me to count.
Mm-hmm.
And yet she's critical of
of your what?
having just one or two.
So she's critical of your relationship. She's critical of your two relationships.
How many relationships have I had?
I mean, two marriages that I'm aware of.
Well, Marcia Goodman.
So Dale.
Yeah. Marcia Bennis.
That's you.
Tom. Mm-hmm. Then Marcia Talon. But then there was high school.
You've been married twice.
Yeah, I've been married twice.
What do you feel that Susan's been critical of?
She's been married four times, five times now, and none of them have worked out.
Yeah, well, I mean, as you may recall, her most recent husband just passed away.
Does she get credit for that?
Credit in the sense of...
being married?
I mean, she was very happy when she was here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she and Steve were a good fit. I mean, they,
I imagine that was a good...
they genuinely really enjoyed each other.
Yeah. Is there a comparison?
Just that her criticism of me and his... hard as it hit me.
What was the criticism? I wasn't there, so I don't know.
What do you mean, what was the criticism?
I don't, well, you're referencing the criticism that she gave to you, and I don't know what it is.
That she wouldn't let me come and stay with her for a while.
Uh-huh. Because she couldn't take care of you?
I don't know why, just...
yeah. Mm. Imagine that must have hurt.
That did hurt.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm sorry for that. And I also know that, you know, this home and this place is here for you also. Anything that you're proud of?
Me?
Yeah.
How loud my dog can snore.
Mm-hmm. As a flight attendant, was there anything that you were really excited to tell to others? And say, I'm the best at?
Yeah, there was a lot. I met a lot of interesting people, and they were...
who did you introduce?
Clint Eastwood and Jane Fonda.
What advice would you give to Mary Pat's kids, to any kids that I may have in the future? What do you want to tell them?
What would you tell Mary Caroline if she was here?
Stick in school.
Stay in school? Okay.
How about Sean?
Stay in school.
Okay, so Andrew's out of school. So what would your advice be to Andrew?
You're doing good. Stick with it.
Stick with, what is it? I don't know.
And what about Rob and his wife?
They're doing really well. Wonder when they're going to have a baby.
Well, people have their own journey with that. So,
Now you should answer these same questions.
You should.
You should.
You have for years said to me, do you have any questions? And I have come to you with questions. I mean, I'm really interested in parenting advice. Like, what advice would you give to brand new parents?
What advice would you need to know?
I mean, I don't know how to take care of a child. What's a learning? What's something that you...
I had coffee when I sat down.
Learned. Where'd it go?
Oh,